For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team split last weekend with Minnesota State. Heads to Augustana this week, joined by sophomore center Jake McLean. Jake, let's go back to last year. You were one of the most consistent faceoff guys I've seen as a freshman. It's not an easy task for a freshman to be good at. What did you do in the offseason to even take that one step further, multiple steps further?
Yeah, I think just a lot of that's in the gym, right? When you come in as a freshman, you kind of don't really know the strength of these guys and how seriously they take it. So it was something I worked on in the summer, for sure, on the ice a little bit, but mainly in the gym, just making sure I'm getting stronger and being able to repeatedly take those draws over and over and make sure I'm really battling for them.
As a junior hockey player, centers get thrown out of faceoffs. Winger comes in all the time. College hockey in the past, it hadn't been that way. Now it's gone back to the way the rest of the world plays the game. As a center, do you approach a faceoff any differently now, knowing you're not at risk of a penalty like you were last year?
I think a little bit. I mean, it's different. You can't really think of that because sometimes they're kind of inconsistent in the way that they call who's out, who's in. You kind of have to go in with the same mentality that, hey, like, he's dropping this puck and I got to make sure if I'm not winning it, I got to make sure I'm not losing it clean too and giving my guys a chance to come in and get it. But yeah, it's the first battle before the puck drops. So it's just something you got to be ready for every time.
To be blunt, you guys had room for improvement after the first couple of games. Where do you think last weekend flipped?
I think it's just a mentality. I mean, you can go through strategy all you want. You can try different things with your stick. You can try different guys on different spots. Like, it's just at the end of the day, you got to win the face. You got to bear down. It's a battle. That other guy across from you wants to win it just as much as you are. But I think we definitely put an emphasis on it the last couple of games, and I think we've responded to that challenge for sure.
Last couple of games have been some 5-minute majors for and some 5-minute majors against. Let's talk about the penalty kill. What have you liked? What you've seen out of the 5-minute penalty kill the Saturday in Ferris, Friday night against Minnesota State last week?
Yeah, I thought we've had generated some good momentum from that. I mean, that can go either way. If they score, they have a chance to score a couple on the 5-minute major. But if you kill it off, that's the momentum going your way, right? So I think it's one of those things where it's a big part in the game. There's a big momentum shift either way. You don't know which way it's going to go, but it's going one way, and you got to make sure that you seize it. And I think we've done a good job of that. I think we eliminated a lot of grade A chances for the other team, and obviously Shelsey's been really solid back there for sure too.
Then Saturday, you needed a little jolt of momentum. You get a 5-minute power play and you didn't really get that jolt. How can that work the other way too, when that other team is able to kill one off, where you really now need to bear down to get some momentum back?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing. Like I said, that momentum shift's going one way and didn't go our way that time. I think it's important, though, for us. We got to make sure we can respond a bit better, that even when it doesn't go our way, we got to make sure that we can reclaim that momentum and make sure that we're, as Tom always says, pitching but not catching, and make sure we're pushing and bringing our game to the rink and make sure that we're not playing on their terms.
A lot of the same puzzle pieces in this locker room this year as you had last year. Guys are in different roles. How long is it going to take, in your mind, for this team to really start clicking?
Yeah, I mean, if I could give you an answer, I think I'd be lying. So you never know, but I think we're working on stuff where I think the longer you play with similar guys, the more you kind of get comfortable with them. And I mean, there's a lot of moving parts, and it's a new season, right? It's just because you got the same guys doesn't mean it's gonna be the same dynamic or anything like that, and different schedule, different everything. So it's not always gonna be the same, but you just gotta be ready and make sure that you're putting your best foot forward every day and start stacking those days together.
From my standpoint, doesn't seem like you're all that far off. From that standpoint, is it a little easier saying, you know what, maybe we're not playing great, but we're not playing horrible too?
Yeah, I think it shows. Like, I think we got a lot of hungry guys in there and that have big expectations for what we can do. We know how good we can be, and we're not there just yet. But I mean, if you can win some of the games that we've won while not playing your best, it's gonna be a good group once we are playing our best too.
Best of luck.
Thank you.